Centrist Israeli Minister Benny Gantz declared his resignation from the emergency government, citing a lack of strategy from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the reason behind his decision.
During a televised press conference, Gantz announced his departure from the coalition government, taking with him his state party and the seats it controlled in the Knesset. Although Netanyahu's coalition government will maintain a majority, Gantz's move is considered a significant setback for the Prime Minister, Benjamin Wright reporting.
French President Emmanuel Macron declared his intention to dissolve the National Assembly and call for a snap legislative election after his party suffered a resounding defeat in the elections for the European Parliament.
In an address to the nation from the Élysée Presidential Palace, Macron stated, "I've decided to give you back the choice of our parliamentary future through the vote. I am therefore dissolving the National Assembly." He announced that the vote would take place in two rounds on June 30th and July 7th. Paul Gomez reporting.
South Korea resumed its anti-North Korean propaganda loudspeaker broadcasts in border regions as retaliation for North Korea's recent action of sending over 1,000 balloons filled with trash and manure across the border in the past couple of weeks.
This move is certain to anger Pyongyang and could trigger retaliatory military actions as tensions between the war-divided rivals escalate while negotiations over North Korea's nuclear ambitions remain at a standstill. Kim Jong-un warned that South Korea's action created a prelude to a very dangerous situation. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Ukraine claimed that its forces successfully struck an ultra-modern Russian warplane stationed at an airbase nearly 370 miles from the front lines.
Kyiv's main military intelligence service shared satellite photos that it claimed showed the aftermath of the attack. If confirmed, it would mark Ukraine's first known successful strike on a twin-engine Su-57 stealth jet lauded as Russia's most advanced fighter plane. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A crucial section of Teton Pass, a vital highway winding through the mountains of western Wyoming, collapsed Saturday morning in a massive landslide that severed the primary transit route between two cities in the region.
Officials have not provided a timeline for the repairs process, but stated that they expect the road to remain closed long term, potentially jeopardizing nearly half the workforce in and around the tourist hubs of Jackson Hole, Yellowstone, and Grand Teton National Park. Kyle Norris reporting.
An early morning shooting at a rooftop party in Wisconsin left at least 10 people injured, including teenagers, according to police reports on Sunday.
9 people sustained gunshot injuries, and another person was injured by broken glass at the party held at a high-rise apartment in downtown Madison. All of the injured were hospitalized, but none of the injuries were considered life-threatening, authorities stated. The victims ranged in age from 14 to 23. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Howard University rescinded the honorary degree it awarded to hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs and severed ties with him weeks after a recently released 2016 video appeared to show him attacking R&B singer and ex-girlfriend Cassie.
The university's board of trustees stated that it also directed administrators to cut financial ties to Combs, including returning a $1 million contribution, ending the scholarship program, and dissolving a 2023 pledge agreement with the Sean Combs Foundation. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Seriously overdue credit card debt has reached the highest level in more than a decade, and individuals age 35 and under are struggling more than other age groups to pay their bills.
The share of credit card debt that's severely delinquent, defined as being more than 90 days overdue, rose to 10.7% during the first quarter of 2024, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. A year ago, only 8.2% of credit card debt was severely delinquent, Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.